College programs must be competitive in the name, image, and likeness NIL market. It impacts current athletes and obviously affects the decisions of recruiting. So if you're a Gators fan and you want to help Florida improve in this area, NIL, and improve just overall, you have to sign up with GatorCollective.com to get more content, exclusive content like this interview with David Connor.
You are Locked On Gators, your daily podcast on the Florida Gators. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Joining me now for Locked On Gators is David Connor, the Florida Gators football team. And David, I'm diving right into this one. When you were coming out of high school, you initially committed to Florida under Coach Mullen and Coach Hevesy. And obviously, by the time you got here, they were no longer in Gainesville, but you still signed and committed. What was it about Billy Napier and this new coaching staff that made you hold through that commitment?
Really just like they made me feel wanted. Like, as soon as the other coaches got fired, before Coach Nate even publicly took the job, he was sending me text messages, getting to know me, and, like, basically telling me, like, he want me to come, don't decommit, don't look elsewhere, come to Florida. And then so, like, that really just helped me get that push to be like, okay, I actually do want to go here. And Coach State, he was the first offensive line coach recruit me at the time because he got here before Coach Sale did. He always calling, texting me, making sure I'm good. They even flew down to my house. They even came down to my house to come see me a few times. So I was like, okay, they really want me to come up here. So that's what that was.
And so Florida takes a very different approach than most schools along the offensive line, obviously, by having both Rob Sale and Darnell Stapleton there. But what is it like for you? Because, I mean, I know there are some people like fans that will like it, some will hate it, but you actually deal with it. Like, you have two coaches for your position group. So what's that like?
It's good and bad because, you know, sometimes you got two different personalities, and so you got two different people to go to, and, like, a lot of times you get two different responses. A lot of times they want the game played two different ways. And just with doing that, it just creates, like, sometimes confusion about, like, what you should do, what they want from you. And, like, it just – but, like, it's good because you always have a resource because, like, we have two publicly known offensive line coaches. But we really got five of them. We got five offensive line coaches. We got a coach. We got a coach that you go to get your techniques right. We got a coach you go to learn the playbook. You got a coach you go to get your technique and playbooks. And then you got Coach Sale and Coach Rob. I mean, Coach Sale and Coach State. And so that really just – it really just a great resource to have all these coaches that could benefit you in so many different ways.
Yeah, I mean, especially at least Coach State for me. I'm just – oh, yeah, you're right? So Coach State actually – I don't know why I called him Coach Stape. Like, I know him like that. Darnell Stapleton actually played in the NFL for a few years. So have you kind of, like, leaned on him a little bit for that to help you kind of progress your game?
Somewhat. Like, so since he's been where I want to be, like, I obviously listen to him, take heed to what he say, try to, like, model my game and get where he was. But, like, at the same time, like, I do want to be myself. And so, like, I try to implement all his stuff into what I do. I feel like that'll make me a great player.
Do you watch any specific, like, NFL players when you're watching the line?
I love watching Trent Williams.
Ugh, that man's a beast. Oh, my God. I love that every year there's a clip of him just lighting up like a safety. Like, he's just downfield lighting them up. And he is – I'm a Giants fan, so he was with Washington for a while.
No.
He was frustrating me for quite a bit just watching him out there. But while you've been in Gainesville, what do you think has been the biggest part of your game that has really grown and developed now that you've been here for a year?
My pass blocking. Like, I always was, like, a pass blocker. Like, that's what I love to do. And then that's what I always labeled myself as, like, a pass blocker.
And I feel like being here, it just took that pass blocking to a whole nother level. Like, I'm still trying to get perfected in the run blocking, but like, I'm a pass blocker, like, and I do that to a great extent. So I just love how that has improved my game since I've been here.
I got to tell you a story about when I tried to play offensive line, but I need to say it after we get off recording, because not safe for work. But during the 2022 season, there were a lot of experienced offensive linemen on the roster. What kind of advantage was that for you as a true freshman to have that veteran presence?
It really just gave you somebody to look at, because like, you got people like Osiris, Torrance, like, you want to be like them. Like, you didn't give up a sack your whole college career. Like, you want to imitate that. You want to do that. You want to be good like he was. And so, like, being able to follow after him, follow his footsteps, just watch him do what he do and be great and get to this next level just makes you want to do it.
Yeah, and from the outside looking in, I know myself and Gators fans have opinions on the transfer portal, who left, who came in, all that stuff. But from the inside, what is that like for you? Because from my perspective, it's people that I've never met, so it's easy for me to say, but for you, it's teammates and potentially friends that are going to hit the portal. So just what's that like from you?
You know, it's really like, this whole game is a business, and like, everybody got to do what's best for them. Like, so like, it ain't never no hard feelings. Like, son, you be like, damn, my partner leaving. But like, at the same time, like, is my partner going to do what's best for him and build something for him? So you can never be mad at it. You just hope for the best in their career.
Yeah, I like that approach. My approach is always like, hey, as long as you're doing whatever's best for you, you're not hurting anybody, go do it then. I'm fine with it. It is almost April. MLB opening day is coming up. Do you know what that means? Spring and summer. It's time to get that summer bod ready. Add Built Bar into your diet, into your game plan, coated in 100% chocolate, so it hits that sweet tooth that I needed to. I have a hardcore sweet tooth. It's what I need. Most bars have just 130 calories, just 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein, and they are finally in stores. Go to Built or BuiltBar.com, or go to your local Walmart or Sam's Club and get yourself that Built Bar. Today's bonus episode of Locked On Gators is brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sports book. We got the Elite Eight. Well, now we're down to six, but it's still the Elite Eight round of March Madness, and new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's up to $1,000 in bonus bets back if your first bet does not win with FanDuel. Download the app. It's safe, secure, super easy to use, and I can tell you now, I'm looking at it right now. I got it right there. And I'm taking Texas to win tomorrow. And I'm taking them to cover 3.5-point spread over Miami, because that's what we're doing. And this is the only time I'm ever going to do this. But hook 'em horns, right, baby? I feel so disgusting for saying that. Don't miss a chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 back in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. But with all of that turnover, whether it's due to the NFL draft, like Richard Garage, Osiris Torrance, or the transfer portal, like so many, who have kind of stepped up to be the next leaders of the group with so many veterans gone?
Austin Barber and Kingsley. They stepping up big to be the next leaders.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, Kingsley's been starter for 3 years, or 2023 will be his third year, so makes sense. But for you, you wear number 57. Is there a particular reason that you rock that?
Nah.
Okay. Because I know a lot of people have specific reasons, and some people are just like, it was available when I got to pick it.
They gave me.
Yeah. And so we're switching off field here to wrap up, but I am going to ask you, so you did Madden Monday with High Top Sports a little while ago, and I remember I was watching it, and you did a fairly savage thing. You said, I'm going to win by 20, and you were up by like 12 with 30 seconds left, and then you went and won by 20. just how did that feel to just do that savageness on stream?
I mean, because, like, you know, we played the game before, and like, I was winning the whole game. I got a little greedy at the end. He got a little interception, came back on. And I knew I was better than him, so I was like, okay, I'm finna beat you by 20. And then, I mean, that's just what I did. I've always been a man of my word.
Yeah, I mean, damn, I felt bad watching it. I'm not going to lie. But I'm assuming, do you play Madden fairly often?
Yeah, you won't find nobody better than me.
Okay, all right, damn. I was just asking. I was going to say, you know, as an actual football player, like, does it ever bother you how awful the game is sometimes? Because, like, I know plenty of players that are just like, that wouldn't happen on a football field.
Like a lot of times, like, especially when it comes to fumbling and, like when you hit a quarterback, like, hit sticking them, like, a quarterback, like, Matt Ryan not holding on to no hit sticks. And, like, seeing that happen on the game, just be like, what does it come to? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. But I got one more question for you before I let you go, or I guess it's a two-parter, we'll say. But it's a question I ask everybody, and I love to do it. You've got a few tattoos. Yeah. So I'm curious, do you have a favorite or most meaningful one?
Yeah, let me show you. So this one right here, it say "Forever Live Through Me," 9/6/9/5/22, and that was the day my father's mom had passed away, and then so, like, she was always a big part of my life. All right, she always prayed for me, and so I just had to get some remembrance of her on my body, and I plan on getting some more for her too.
My next question was, do you have any other plans to get anything else added to it?
Yeah.
Right, thank you so much, David. This is David Conner with the Florida Gators football team. Catch him always on the football field this season and hopefully for the next few seasons.
Yes, sir.